Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well and ready for Thanksgiving. What a wonderful day the Lord's given us. I love the different seasons and the way things are changing. Just really excited about the service tonight. Y'all join us, all of you watching online. Welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Really looking forward to this service tonight. I know it's a time of being thankful, and I know it from our service Sunday night and as we go into this. So let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? All righty. Anyone on my left side with a spoken prayer request? Don't want to miss anybody. Okay, good. Great. Up on the roster?
No, there's several on the tapes last.
Yes. I think Sister Connie, I saw something. Sister Connie's sick. I saw that. Those that are on the thing. And if you will, those announcements that come up, the prayer request, and now we have our prayer box, and all those on the text blast. We want to just keep each and every one in our prayer. If you haven't unspoken, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your name. Dear Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, for this opportunity you've given us to gather together in thy name. Dear Lord, as we come together now, dear Lord, may we just be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, ready to receive your word tonight, dear Lord, ready to be strengthened by you. Let your Holy Spirit just flow. And dear Lord, now as we're starting this service and you see the hands that are raised, you know the depths of our hearts, dear Lord, those spoken and unspoken prayer requests. Lord, we're asking you for healing, for protection, dear Lord. We're asking you for all those that are going through recovery, that's had procedures, dear Lord. We know that you're strengthening them. But dear Lord, we just praise you. We thank you for your love. Dear Lord, as we come together again tonight, dear Lord, we just want to worship you. And Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Let's give him a hand clap. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Still some folks coming in. Let's all turn to page 333. I'll Fly Away.
To a home on God's celestial shore, I
grab his seat if you can. I know that's a promise from the Lord that he is preparing a place for us. He said if it was not so, he would have told us. Just praise God. We just love the Lord this evening. We're going to go ahead and get ready to take up the evening offering. Don't forget about our Wednesday night offering. It's our Good Samaritan Fund, and it's a wonderful opportunity we have to give. And we're such a blessed church, and we just love the Lord. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. People with us tonight on this Wednesday night. They normally have their own class, and just really, as to see them fill up this side, it's really neat. Just love the Lord. Sister Brenda, you ready? Come on up. We're going to call on some special saints.
People said I'd never make it, I'd never see it through, but they don't know what keeps me going. I guess I never have met you. My life was in shambles till the day you came along. You turned my tears into laughter. You gave me a brand new song. And I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You gave me a smile. You touch my heart, you touch my soul, and the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. And I'm holding on. You're the best thing ever found. Over my head, you never count for nothing. That's what most people say. I've been known to be unsettled, never stayed around too long, but you're the treasure I've been looking for. I'm still holding on. And I'm still holding on. Lord, touch my heart, you touch my soul. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. And I'm still holding on. You're the best thing ever found. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. And I'm still holding on. You're the best thing ever found.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Karen, you ready?
Can't think of a better song to sing tonight than Thanks. I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so blessed, my soul has found rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks. I thank you, Lord, for the strength you give to simply carry on and testing the worst and best. I'm not ever left alone. You are always right beside me. You hear me every time I pray. And since I first began, you've been my dearest friend, and I give you all the praise. And I just want to say thanks, thanks. I give you thanks. You give and I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment when in my life you made a change. And since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks. And I just want to say thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for
that song. Amen. Been blessed, so blessed. Before I do this song, I'd like to make a public announcement. December the 11th, 10 a.m., we will be doing our Christmas caroling at Ashbrook, all right? So I need as many people as I can to show up for this Christmas caroling. We haven't done it, I think, in 2 years. It's been 2 years, I think, since we went out and done it. And they're really looking forward to it. We cannot walk the halls, but we're going to gather in the, I think what they call the community room or something. And so we'll be able to carol in there. So I would like as many people as we can to get together for this, all right? Young and old, yes. 10 o'clock. We start at 10. So everybody can meet there at 9:30 so we can get organized and set up to go. But it's a joy. I mean, it's a lot of fun for us, but it's a big joy for these people that shut in. They look forward to this, all right? And we haven't done it in a while, and they're really excited about us coming back in there. So please put that on your schedule and try to make it, all right? Young and old, it doesn't matter if you carry a tune or not. Just be there. We'll have fun, all right? Okay? If you're not there, I'm coming after you. Okay. All right. I want to do this song. This song is a song that someone here in the church asked me about, I guess, about 6, 7, 8 months ago, and he's not with us tonight. So I know you're watching, Brother Chris. So I'm doing this song for you, and hope you enjoy it. Don't worry about the lyrics on the screen. You can just play the song. Play the track. Can you play Father Alone? Let's try. PC. Yeah, give me a lead in, okay?
Tempted and tried, we're often made to wonder while there should be us.
Let's start over. Yeah, kind of be slow, okay? Tempo down. You ready?
Tempted and tried, with all we're made to wonder while it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never more listed, though in the Father alone will know more about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When death has come and taken our loved ones, leaving our home so lonely and drear. Then do we wonder how others prosper, living so after year. Father alone will know more about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
All right, I just want to give y'all a chance. It's just good to have y'all with us. Come on, there you go.
Come on up here. I'll help you. I'll help you. Walks right beside me. He fights my battles.
Aren't you glad he loves us? Small as we are, yet he still loves us so very much. Love this season. Thanksgiving certainly should be all the year long. But I love what we're doing tonight. Of all the services, and they're all near and dear to my heart, but when we do communion service, it really holds a special place in my life. To know and remember, that's what the scripture says, as often as you do this, remember the price that he paid and what the Lord did on Calvary for us. And just to think that one who was sinless, no guile was found in his mouth, no deceit whatsoever, but he bore our sins to the cross of Calvary. And I want to do this. I wasn't planning on singing, but the words... Friend, don't worry about this heavy load I carry. And don't be concerned when it sends me to my knees. For I know a place where all my load will lighten. I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm of unbelief. If slip his nail-scarred hands into my hand, I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. Very soon now I'll reach the hill Golgotha, and I'll touch the cross that was fashioned from a tree. And if one precious drop of his blood touches me, I'll be all right now that I've touched Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm of unbelief. If he'll slip his nail-scarred hands into my hand, I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. If he'll slip his nail-scarred hands into my hand, I'll be all right now that I've touched Calvary. And to conduct the Passover, the Last Supper, and he began to speak to them, knowing that he, in fact, was on his way to be crucified. We're going to read some scripture from 1 Corinthians in the 11th chapter, and then we will go to the book of St. Matthew as we prepare to take the communion service tonight, knowing that the communion service in itself does not promote salvation. It is a remembrance of, but only the blood of Jesus Christ can remit sin. So we're thankful for that. And we still must come to an altar of repentance and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Thank you for standing if you want to. That we're going to read verses 23 through verse number 26, again found in the book of 1 Corinthians in the 11th chapter. The writer says, "For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, as we gather here tonight, God, we're so thankful and grateful, God, for the price that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, paid on the cross of Calvary. Lord, as we celebrate this time, God, of thanksgiving, let us also remember the price that was paid. Father, the broken body, the shed blood. And we do so in remembrance of that wonderful time, God, that he died for us. And Lord, we pray tonight, Lord, that it'll be always in our hearts, not just as we celebrate and remember the communion service, but let us keep this in our hearts and in our minds every day of the year. And Father, we're thankful for those who have gathered here tonight, God, to join in this communion service. And we'll give you praise and honor and glory, for you ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. The little cups that we have prepared tonight, or actually we purchased these, they're already prepared. Now, just as an instruction, the cup and wafer is together. There's a little piece of, cellophane, and you peel the top back, and the little wafer is there, and then you'll take of the wafer, and then you'll pull the little cellophane back off of the cup, and then the juice is there with it. So it's one in the same. So I'm going to ask Brother Jim if you would come and pass this out. I think we have enough in the one tray. Okay. And as you pass them out, we're going to ask as you receive it, go ahead and stand, and then we'll read a scripture, and then we'll all take of the communion supper together. Yeah, if you'll just stand after you received your communion, then you can. We'll know that everyone has been served that wants to participate tonight. And it is so good to have our young people with us tonight. This is a very serious time, too, as we take of the communion, that we do so remembering the death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As I said, it holds a very near and dear place in my heart. I remember as a small young man taking communion for the very first time, and it was really an amazing event. To see the people and to feel the spirit of the Lord that was there in that little church in Rockmart. And still today, I still have that wonderful sensation of just utmost gratitude and thankfulness to Jesus Christ. So as you receive your cup, again, if you'll take the top part and pull it back, there's a little wafer, a little thin wafer, and it is edible. It will dissolve. And that will be representative of the bread. In Matthew chapter 26, in verse number 26, it says, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body." So let's take the bread down and place it into our mouth. This represents the broken body of Jesus Christ. And then he took the cup. And then the cup here has another little cellophane thing, if you'll peel it back gently, so you won't spill it. and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. So now let us partake of the juice, which is representative of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's just give thanks unto the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we again love you and we thank you, Lord, for your wonderful sacrifice that you gave for us. Lord, we thank you for those who've gathered here tonight. God, and we thank you for that we can remember what this represents. And Father, we pray your blessing upon each and every one tonight, those who participated. God, help us to be mindful. Father, we pray for those who may be viewing tonight. God, and we pray that you'd bless them during this Thanksgiving season. I pray that you would keep them safe, as well as our congregation. Father, we pray that your will be done in our lives, and that we'll always remember the great price that you paid on Calvary. For we give you praise. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Just want to make a couple of announcements. Don't forget, December the 12th, we will be having a multi-service, multi-church service here at First Pentecostal at 7 o'clock. I'm sorry, 6 o'clock. Erase the 7. It'll be 6 o'clock. And there will be a love offering received, and it'll be on behalf of the Shop with a Cop program that goes on in Villarica, so that that money will go to help some underprivileged children. There's some very needy children this time of year, and it'll be very, very blessed. So we'll be thankful for that. And seemed like there was another one. Don't forget the caroling that's going to go. That'll be the 11th. So that'll be, is that right? Saturday, that'll be the 11th. And then Sunday night service will be the 12th when we have that multi-service. So again, thank you for participating. And as he receives the cups, we'll ask you to stand. Even though this is communion service, and even though we have a time of thankfulness, we still never want to end a service without giving you an opportunity. If you need to come to the altar tonight, if you have a prayer request or a need, whatever it is, we give you this opportunity. The altar is open. Is there anyone in his prayer tonight before we dismiss? Well, again, God bless you. We love you. It's good to see some of the folks that were sick over the weekend. We know that they had a rough time, and that old virus and old bug goes through the household, but it's good to see them here tonight. Thank you again for coming. May God bless you. Have a wonderful, happy, and safe Thanksgiving. Amen. And may God bless you, each and every one. God, we know, Lord, that you're in charge. Father, we pray that your hand would be upon them. God, that you would lead them and guide them and direct them. God, we know, Lord, that you want what's best for them. Father, so do we. Father, we pray right now that you would make a way for them. God, bless them. Anoint them. Keep your hand, God, upon them. God, we look to you, Lord, giving you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, God. By faith, calling it done in Jesus' name tonight. Glory to God. Lord, just have your hand upon them, each and every one, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Certainly. So many people around the holidays, some are by themselves, some are lonely, some have lost loved ones, and sometimes when it should be a time of celebration and joy, sometimes because they don't have one by a person to, or people to celebrate with, there's a little time of depression. They say depression is at an all-time high around the holidays. So let's pray that God would just touch them and bless them and strengthen them, and especially those who have lost loved ones. And let's just pray that God would protect them. Brother Jim, if you would come tonight, dismiss us with a word of prayer. Remember those prayer requests. And we still have some sick folks. So let's pray that God would touch and heal them too. And again, thank you for coming tonight.
Yes. Again, as Praise the Lord. And as we're getting ready, as everyone's mentioned, and there's also a group even from here, from the church that's traveling. I know we have family members. It's up in Virginia, and the highways and byways, it's busy. But it seems to be a little more nerve-wracking when you know it's different when you're driving than it is when they're on the road, too. So anyone else that has a prayer request this evening or a need? So great to have y'all. Y'all enjoy this Thanksgiving weekend, and just be extremely careful in all that you do. For those that are still working, we want to remember the paramedics, those that are working for us, the police, the military, all those that are still be at work. Praise God. And deep, most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again. Dear Lord, as we're able to open your word, dear Lord, and feast on your word, but dear Lord, for this special time, dear Lord, as we celebrate this season, as we get ready to go into Christmas season, dear Lord, but we just pray for each and every situation, those that have lost a loved one, dear Lord, the tragedies that's happening in this world as we speak, and those that have already, dear Lord, touch those that have lost a loved one, those that are maybe facing this holiday for the first time by themselves, or those that are deployed, or those that are in the service, or those that have to work. But, dear Lord, we thank you for your many blessings. We thank you no matter where we are, dear Lord, that we can call on you, dear Lord, and we do not have to be alone. Dear Lord, we ask you now, dear Lord, if there's anyone in the sound of our voice or watching on this feed that has not accepted you as their Lord and Savior, dear Lord, today is the day, this opportunity, Lord, may they just find you, dear Lord, and just hear your word and know what you've done for us, that sacrifice. Dear Lord, as we've taken this communion, dear Lord, may you realize how holy it is, dear Lord, how great thou art. And dear Lord, we ask now to keep us safe, bring us back at our appointed time. And dear Lord, we just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.